This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour now, you've heard the official introduction to yes, another edition of an hour with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher, and in that position, he's responsible for his staff that is responsible for coming up with all the research that goes into coming up with this. Am I doing that too many times? Coming up? Is that too redundant, Michael?
It sounds like a commercial for a gastro problem. It's coming up on you.
Ingestion, yes, right. Digestion, ingestion, inversion, whatever. So we're here with the top stories of the week. September 4th to 8th is the week in question. People on the list. Certainly the big story, the sports big story is the NFL getting started, but the big conversation has to do with a hurricane and all the other ancillary things that go with it. So let's get to it. Michael, you have the official job of bringing us both lists.
I have the lists, and here they are. At number 10, we have the National Football League season begins. At number 9, we have Major League Baseball action. A lot of sports. And then we get into the stuff. At number 8, the Utah nurse arrest. At number 7, the Menendez trial. At number 6, the Trump-Russia connection. At number 5, the DACA repeal. At number 4, the Hillary Clinton book. At number 3, North Korea's nuclear threats. At number 2, Hurricane Irma and the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. We have the prologue to Irma. The aftermath to Harvey, and at number 1, Trump's deal with the Democrats, and I suspect that the hurricane is going to take over going forward over the weekend and into the new week. The People Survey, Alex Wubbles, at number 10, Barack Obama at 9, at 8, Robert Menendez, number 7, Bernie Sanders, and 6, Hillary Clinton, they're tied together. At 5, Vladimir Putin, at number 4, Kim Jong-un, Paul Ryan is at 3, number 2, the singing team of Charles Schumer and Nancy Pelosi at number 2, and the third member of that chorus, Donald Trump, at number 1.
Yes,
Charles,
sir, that's
Nancy
my baby.
And Donald.
Yeah, there you go.
The love fest.
So, Vladimir Putin said that Donald Trump was not his, I think he used the word B, but I think it translated into something else. Not his brother. What was it? What was that, Kara? What was the term that was used this week by Putin when he did an interview with a couple of Western journalists? They keep asking and asking and asking.
I think said wives. I think he said he wasn't Donald Trump's
married,
wife.
Not his
or
bride.
Husband. Yeah, his bride.
Right. Yeah, which of course gave the fake newsters a chance to have some fun with Trump and his alleged sexuality, whatever that may be. And off it went. So, that's where a lot of that stuff comes. Hey, you know, I want to get to one thing that may lead to another thing, as they often do, the business about fake news. But first, let's take our hats off to all the people, Michael, the individuals, the groups, the organizations, the clubs, and what club is more exclusive than the former presidents? Our living former presidents, all of them, were in the first broadcast of the NFL season asking for money. Help those who are devastated by the hurricane. You saw Jimmy Carter, George H.W., George W., Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, uniting to promote the One America Appeal, which is a newly minted charitable organization specifically to aid the victims of Hurricane Harvey and Irma, and they're trying to collect $180 billion. You think they'll be able to do that?
Oh, yeah. I think they will. I think
they need $300 billion to rebuild. You know, people are asking about FEMA and insurance, and that was one of the things the president went to the Democrats for, to up the debt ceiling so they would have money to fix up what's going on in or what has gone on in Texas and what is going to go on in Florida.
I think when push comes to shove, Americans are extremely charitable and generous, and I think that this 1-2 punch of Harvey and now Irma is really striking very deep into American conscience and soul. And I think that a lot of money will be raised.
The whole business about bringing out the best in our country, bringing out the best in humanity. And is this a response to, I've been asking the question about what's going on. We got a tsunami. You got a huge earthquake in Mexico. You've got sunspots. You got these torrential rains coming in, the horror of the winds from the hurricanes and the fires in Montana and the Northwest. So what the hell's going on?
And nature, normal. This is normal. If you study history and you study geology and you study all of the earth sciences and science, the earth has changed drastically during its 4 billion year history and continues to do so. And we humans somehow feel we're separate from it, and that the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth revolves all around our very local, very temporary interests.
Our temporary location on this planet. We are not going to be here long term, folks, whether you get it or you don't get it. The dinosaurs didn't last. Humanity as we know it will not last. It just won't. It'd be something else that come along. Maybe the bugs will run the planet.
Even if we last, we're going to evolve into something else. We're already, just in our generation, we're evolving from one species to another.
Yeah, we are. All right, so then the whole business in Houston and what's going on with Irma, I saw some stuff on Facebook that was pretty disgusting. A lot of dirty work, and this is really what leads to a discussion of fake news, false stories. I saw a headline, Black Lives Matter, thugs blocking emergency crews from reaching hurricane victims. That wasn't true. In fact, it was the opposite. It was true. But some of these sites, some of these horror posting places, there's a site called Flash American News, which supposedly has 100 million people watching it or something, talking about things that are not true. And so you wonder how, if we're trying to bring out the best, we're not even trying, we are, but then there still are those elements that we have to sort of reckon with, and the Facebook fake news problem when it comes to Hurricane Harvey, I think, underscores what that stuff is all about and makes it difficult for people to, you look at that and say, oh my God, those damn Black Lives Matter people, what are they doing? And in fact, there was not one scintilla of truth to it. But a million people saw it, so what do they think? And I don't know whether you think it's our job here in the talk radio, the news talk radio business, to try to write that stuff or ignore it, or what do we do?
I think it's our job as human beings to tell the truth.
Yeah.
I think it's our job not just in talk radio. I think all human beings have a responsibility not to deceive. And, little white lies to tell somebody that they don't look as ugly as they do, that's one thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about deception. I'm talking about purposefully telling people things to deceive them, which would not be to their benefit on any level. That I believe, I'm against that. I have strong feelings about that. Even in entertainment. If you're entertaining and you're walking that line between entertainment and information, and you know in your heart that the people think it's real even though you're just kidding around, you have an obligation to try to do what it takes to make sure people know you're kidding. That you can't blame it on the audience for not getting it. Happens a lot. But I'm saying is that I do not believe we, whether we're talk show hosts or whether we're just people talking across the backyard fence, I don't believe that lying and deception is something that anywhere in the judgment of the universe you come out, you know, with a gold star.
Yeah, right, yeah. I remember you just made something come into my mind that I haven't thought about for a long time. Jerry Williams, who was one of the founders of the Talk Association, one of the founding fathers of current talk, actually he was better than most of the people There are, well, I shouldn't say that, but he was very good. And he didn't coin the term, but he used it, vox populi. Remember how often we used to use that, the voice of the people? And that's what, you know, we're sort of the checking point.
That goes all the way back to ancient Rome.
Vox populi.
Jerry Williams wasn't that old, was he?
No, I know he was. Okay. But he didn't coin it, but he used it and made it sort of a part of the,
right.
of the vernacular that we used to refer to in terms of talk radio. Yeah, it is pretty amazing what people can get away with and what even some people are bilked into believing. And we all get fooled once in a while.
Well, yeah, but the fact of the matter is, back to your question, what do we do about fake news? We educate our children how to discriminate and how to discern the amazing amount of media input that they're faced with in the modern world, and how to look at it with an educated eye and mind. And that's the answer. The answer is, it takes an education to be a responsible and viable citizen in this situation that we're in terms of our society, in terms of the paradigm of our culture. You can't just go out there, believe everything you read or hear. But then, could you ever?
That's a good question, isn't it?
You know, don't take candy from strangers. I mean, this goes all the way back to the beginning of time. Who can you trust?
Very, very pithy questions. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, reviewing what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. Let me review for you what's going on in the world of balance, your body, the things you put into your body. This is an amazing product, and maybe if I say something like Balance of Nature fruits and veggies are remarkable, and that's kind of an understatement as well. Here's a product, a one capsule deal. You get 30 capsules in a bottle, 1 month supply. Actually comes to you free when you get started with the Balance of Nature products. They have 11 servings in each of these capsules, 11 helpings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. Think about that concept. So get on board. Get health. Be a consumer of health. Balanceofnature.com and their daily capsules at balanceofnature.com/DJB.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, 23 past the hour. Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison, our weekly get-together to discuss the stories and the people and some of the issues, how this wonderful format works, that kind of thing, what's behind the news, what's behind the story, and in this case, the hurricane and the ancillary things have overshadowed everything else. I was listening to a broadcast that I was supposed to be a part of. I had been an invited guest to go on Jim Bohannon's program to talk about something to do with my American Family Farmer podcast, but was blown away literally and figuratively by a discussion of the hurricane and what people were doing to prepare. Some very interesting stories. And it brought me around to thinking how this is our best moment, or these can be our finest moments, because of the service element that comes out of listening to live radio. We have a real focus on things because different listeners want to have different things, podcasts of this and downloads of that, and that's swell. But nothing beats, and I know I sound like I am sort of beating the drum for traditional.
Well, Doug
radio.
Loves beats.
I do like beats, yes. Right, exactly. I like beats.com. But you know what I'm saying. There isn't another way to really
I have a lot of feelings about what you're saying. First of all, I'm proud of radio for doing a great job during times of crisis, and we have a lot of those.
Yep.
But what I believe is that radio should do that all the time.
Yes.
All the time. Why do we have to wait for a hurricane? There are hurricanes in people's lives. There are people in pain. There are people who have problems. There are people who are homeless. There are people who have emotional issues, family problems, all kinds of reality stuff that people deal with day to day. And the power of this medium to inspire, to inform, to help, to encourage, to give credit where it's due is unlimited. And to listen to it, not that I think anything that it does is wrong other than it doesn't do everything it could possibly do. Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm not saying replace what exists. Add to it. Don't duplicate it. Don't funnel it into a narrow corridor where you have 3-4 stations in the same city doing the same thing, yep, thinking that's the only option. There are storms in people's lives every single day.
how can we use that term vox populi, the voice of people, how can we use people to help other people? How can we, as conduits of information and frankly, carriers of credibility, people, I heard from somebody who's been listening to me on a station that's been carrying my morning program for 25 years. You know, that kind of stuff. People look to you. And there's a responsibility to that. And I'm not sure a lot of people who do this think about it that way, Michael.
I think a lot of people that do everything don't think about it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever
they do.
Talk show hosts? I mean, come on. That's a minor sliver of the greater picture of humanity. There are doctors, there are lawyers, there are all kinds of people, teachers. You know, put your heart into it. Take a look at reality and see what needs to be done. Care about your fellow human. I mean, I sound like a priest here, but that's...
I think that there is a connection. As a matter of fact, I drew that connection on a discussion that we had about where people are getting their values. Taking this information, I had heard of one preacher who was saying what I said at the beginning of the program, and I sort of led you into that. Okay, we got tsunamis, we got earthquakes, hurricanes, fires, the world is coming apart, God is speaking. And you, of course, just put, oh, no, that's what's been going on for billions of years. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's important to understand that, because what happens is now people politicize these natural phenomenon, and that is about as far from the truth as you could stray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but yet it gets to the goal. For some people, everything is about politics, and what's going on in a lot of talk radio stations is proof that that's not the case.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the expert, Michael Harrison, editor and proprietor, I guess, as much as anything else.
Actually, the word is publisher.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. I still think of it as a magazine. I still think of it as a publication.
Well, it is an online publication.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Michael is here in his role as the editor and publisher of Talkers to review some of the in-depth information about these stories, and to reveal to us also information about the people who host these programs that we talk about, because Talkers has that relationship with the radio stations that are doing News Talk, with the hosts and the programs that they do. And thus we have one of the most interesting and perhaps provocative individuals who today occupies a spot on a radio station in Houston and also some other stations where people can hear his voice. Michael Berry is the Up Close and Far Out Focus podcast called Up Close and Far Out. You can get the overview of it at talkers.com. This fellow is an interesting character. I've actually only met him once. He's been on the Countdown Show a couple of times, but what did you find in going in depth with him?
Well, we really find out some interesting things about him. First of all, he's a controversial figure. He's often called a racist. He says provocative things. He's on in Houston and some Midwest and South Midwest stations, primarily out of Houston. So the reason we had him on the podcast was his family had to be rescued by boat from the floodwaters. And as it turns out, this guy who plays the role of a kind of a provocative tour redneck, he's a highly educated attorney. He is a former mayor pro tem of Houston, which means he was the vice mayor when the mayor went out of town, city council member. His wife is an Indian from India, or of Indian descent. She's a former Texas Secretary of State. And his two sons, 10 and 12, or 9 and 11, are Ethiopian adoptees. They are black.
This guy is a total absolute incongruity.
Walking contradiction.
He says, they don't really know my heart, because he's a satirist. He says things, means the opposite. Goes back to what I said before. You have to be very careful not to be misunderstood, because you could be spreading bad stuff and not meaning to. This guy is just a fascinating character. And what started out as a discussion about the flood turned into a much bigger discussion about political correctness, about race relations, about discrimination, about mixed families. Very, very interesting. UpCloseAndFarOut.com. Michael Berry, as in like strawberry.
So do we miss having more people like that? I remember when we were all getting started, and certainly through the heyday, I made reference to Jerry Williams. There are the guys in Boston. Gene Burns was one of them, and some of the characters that were really satirists, like Larry Glick, was a very funny guy who was on overnights at WBZ, and he worked well there. They tried to put him on in the afternoons because it was so successful. The night didn't work because he was made people think too much. And one wonders about that. We used to have a lot of people who would cause us to think, and that's what made them listenable. Is Barry one of those, a sort of throwback, a little bit brought up to the modern era, but a throwback to another era in this in our format?
Well, I don't know. I guess so, to a certain degree. I mean, we have a lot of good people in talk radio today, and hopefully that'll continue to be.
Yep.
But there were some great ones in the past. One of the problems today is that the radio industry is strapped for cash, has tremendous financial problems. As a result, it doesn't seek out talent that it will have to pay a lot of money to.
It doesn't.
But when you have a great, great, great talent that could drive success and become larger than life, you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
And so there's an issue there. Another way of looking at it is all art forms tend to aggrandize the past. Oh, the great baseball players of the past. Oh, the great Hollywood actors of the past.
Yeah.
That's a human nature thing, and someday, you know, they'll be talking about today's people as being the greats. So you got to look at it and take it for what it is. In terms of, were they better then than now? That kind of an argument.
Right. Well, let me just flash back a little bit, because you made me think about something that I think is helpful. And we're known getting into the inside, into the muckety muck of what makes this all work. And people sometimes talk about the commercials that air on programs like this. And I want to listen to NPR because they have any commercials. Have you listened to NPR lately?
Well, NPR is becoming more like commercial radio.
My God. And they have to because, there's a whole different... I don't want to get into the can of worms. It's the way they run it. That's a whole different story. But I'm going to bring you around to thinking about people who really are... who deserve money because they get a big audience and who have been able to work creatively with owners, unless they are like me and they own their own program, or you own your own shop so you can do pretty much what you want within the confines of which you can get people to agree to that you're doing business with. But when you look at the ability of people like Alex Jones to get an audience and to sell product, and believe it or not, the two go hand in hand. You're believing, and I use him as an example because he's very successful, and it flipped into my mind when you said we aren't being paid as much money as we used to be because the big companies have managed to change the way things work. But for people who can command an audience, they also are able to sell product. And as a result, they can still be financially successful as well as commercially successful. And I think Alex Jones is an example of that. And that's why I sort of brought it up, Michael.
Yeah, but Alex Jones is a rarity. First of all, he's been at the internet game longer than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using him as an example of a talk show host online who has made it work years before anybody took him seriously. He's been doing it for years. But you also have to have a message. Even if your message is something that some don't agree with, such as the case with Alex Jones, a lot of detractors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at it objectively. Forget his message. He has a unique take. He owns his territory. He has people that like him. To sell products on the radio, you have to have two things going. One, you have to have a critical mass of audience. You have to have enough people listening where you have a chance to sell one out of whatever it is, the product. Yep. And you have to have credibility and loyalty. You can't just be in the background like music radio is to a large extent, where people hear it, but they're not listening. They don't pay attention. So you have to have both a critical mass and you have to have a talent that has credibility, respect, and followers. That's the key. A guy like Alex Jones has that. And when you have that, you can make it work on the internet. You can make it work anywhere. If you don't have that, if you're just calling it in, or you're doing lowest common denominator, you know, wallpaper stuff that's just to fill a format between the commercials, like many radio stations are and have been even in the past, that does not work anymore.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't work anymore. Formats don't carry the day anymore. People don't care. People are sophisticated. Even the stupid people are sophisticated. It's like we have a
popular line of the day, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't take anything else away from this hour with Michael, even the stupid people are sophisticated. That's the line of the day.
In terms of understanding media,
yeah.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
People. If we didn't have people to talk about, where would we be? We'd be in trouble. So there's a list that goes on Talkers Magazine for stories, and there's a list of the people, and many of them are ancillary to the discussions of the stories. Alex Wobbles is number 10. Barack Obama, number 9 on the people list this week. Robert Menendez is number 8. Bernie Sanders and his comments about Hillary Clinton's book. Hillary Clinton is number 6. Bad Vlad, Mr. Pukin Putin, number 5. Kim Jong-un is 4. Paul Ryan is 3. Interesting how the politicians always seem to make it into the top of the list, right? The Democrat leadership, Schumer on the Senate side, Pelosi on the House side, number 2, and Donald Trump, number 1, as you might expect. That's the overview, the hot hits, and the people making for great discussion this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's a product that's been advertising on my programs for over 3 years. So, A, I must have an audience. B, I must be able to sell well enough, because if they didn't sell product by getting people who are listening to the programs that I do to buy into the message, then they wouldn't be here. And so, take as an example of what Michael just said. He teases me all the time because Superbeats has become such a prolific product. It's on the market everywhere. And yet people listen to the message. It's like they're starting from scratch. They never heard. There are people who listening to me right now who have never heard of Superbeats, even though we've been talking about it. And they have sold fabulous amounts of product to people who listen to my programs. But I continue on with the message because, A, I believe in the message. I really do. And I think you can tell that by listening. Unless this person that's pitching is just really so good at what they do, they can make you believe that everything is fabulous. Anything they touch, anything they talk about, you better buy it or you're living outside the box of reality. I can do that with some products, and apparently I can do it with Superbeats because that's the story, basically. If you haven't tried to help your circulation, which is so critical as you get older, to keep the blood pressure where it needs to be, to get the blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, all the microvessels filled with blood each time your heart beats. That's what happens with Superbeats, because Superbeats contains nitric oxide, which is the third most important gas in your body. And it opens up, that gas softens your arteries and opens them up so the blood can get through to all these important areas of your body. Put one scoop of Superbeats into a glass of water or a smoothie every single day. Your circulation will improve 3 times what it is, with blood flow that's good, with blood pressure that's good. You live a longer and better and stronger life. So with all that as information, how do you get it? That's the other part of the job here. I tell you the story of the product. Now that I've convinced you to try it, here's how you do that. You call 800-655-4183. Or better yet, for ease, you go online to DougLikesBeats.com and comfortably order, get your questions answered. No pressure. Nobody's going to say, you got to buy 18 bottles and If you don't buy them in the next 3 seconds, you don't get the deal. Nope. Just go online to DougLikesBeats.com and get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beats free with your first order and free shipping. It's pretty easy, pretty straightforward, and man, does it work. DougLikesBeats.com is how you order. Mention my name, get free shipping. Order Super Beats now at DougLikesBeats.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature fruit and veggies products help boost the immune system up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an official overview of the charts for the week of September 4th to the 8th. That's my job to sort of keep things into perspective because there are a lot of things going on and they get into our discussions. The controlled mayhem of the conversation, of course, the conversation here sometimes overshadows the list itself, which this week includes at number 10, beginning of the NFL season, and the president's appearing in a PSA spot during the broadcast asking for help for the victims of the hurricanes. Thought that was kind of cool. Number 9, baseball action, the Red Sox cheating, the Utah nurse arrested, number 8, the Menendez trial, number 7, Trump and the Russians, number 6, repeal of the DACA agreement, number 5, Hillary Clinton's book is 4, North Korea's 3, the hurricanes 2, and the Trump deal with the Democrats, number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Review. We talk about the people who are on the air and the personalities and what brings people, what attracts people to listening. Is it the voice? Is it the message? Is it the fact that there are alternative things being presented? For example, when it comes to all of the Hurricane Harvey relief efforts, I am unabashedly opposed to sending money to the American Red Cross. And I say that each time I go through a list of places where people can help or where they can donate, I say, please do not give to the American Red Cross because they abuse the trust you put in them. In my experience, and so many more people agree with me when you bring it up, but it's almost something that's taboo. You're not supposed to say things like that because they're an American. They're an American institution. Well, that doesn't mean that they're any good just because they're an American institution. And so when I get called out for saying things like that, I'm not saying it to be controversial. I'm just telling you how I feel. And if you can't do that on the radio, then, you know, kind of the situation is we've come to a blank wall. If we can't say things like that on the air, I mean, I get flack for it, but isn't that part of the measure of success? People are listening, Michael?
I guess so. I mean, you're bringing up a really hot topic in the last couple of seconds of my being here. I have no, I would only say to you, if I'm going to listen to somebody say don't give to the American Red Cross, they better have a good, compelling set of reasons
yep.
for stating that.
I do.
Otherwise it's, you know, irresponsible.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is.
And I don't know what your reasons are, and I disclaim any connection to what you just said.
Okay, good. But I say it, and so you can take it to the bank. 10 before the hour in the countdown with Michael Harrison.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now. The countdown continues. The focus on the legal aspects of some of the top stories of the week, courtesy of lawyer and college professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who also has a website that he founded called Scamicide.com. And the dedication here for those of you who are either going to get whacked or the aftermath of Irma, aftermath of Harvey, all the scams. My God, the phone rings day in and day out. Well, wouldn't you like to give money to hurricane relief? Not through you, pal, I don't. Thanks very much. Goodbye. So there's dozens of those things. And people, they have big hearts, so they, oh, yeah, I'll go. I'll go to the bank, get some money, and help you out. Hello, duh. So how much of that's going on now, Steve?
Oh, it's huge. And one of the things is, you know, even if you are on the do not call list, the federal do not call list, there is an exception under the law for charities. But there's also an exception under the law for scammers. So when you get a call, you don't know if it's from a legitimate charity or not. Or you don't know if it's from a so-called legitimate charity that is paying itself huge amounts of money. So
yep.
The best thing you can do is, you know, evaluate the charity. There are sites like charitynavigator.org. You can find out which are legit, which ones are doing a good job at getting the money to them, and you contact them. Don't trust anyone that calls you on the phone.
No, don't even. You don't recognize the number on your phone, don't even answer it. That'd be the best place to start.
Yep.
All right, legal ramifications of the DACA repeal, which really isn't a repeal. It's kind of like a lot of the other things Trump does. Let's renegotiate. But in the meantime, what kind of legal problems does it present?
Oh, my God. It's going to be a mess. And, you know, this was a very carefully thought out executive action that the president had done, and it's, we're talking about President Obama, because Congress did not do immigration reform, has always had a tough time with it, and it didn't give status of citizenship. It would give two-year periods of being here legally, and there are 800,000 people who are in the military, doing jobs, paying taxes, by the way, not eligible for welfare, not eligible for Medicaid or Medicare, and yet really contributing to society, their status is in extreme jeopardy, and saying Congress, that could screw up cornflakes, is somehow going to be able to fix this thing in 6 months. I think it's going to be a mess, and I think it's going to be a mess for the economy as well. This one was very ill thought out.
So the Menendez trial. So we pay any attention to how these guys have, why haven't they just, like, gone away? I'm surprised somebody hasn't made them their pets in jail, and that'd be the end of it.
I love this story, and this is one that I'm teaching. I teach a course at Bentley University on white-collar crime. Robert Menendez, senator from New Jersey. Some have said he is the private senator of a Florida doctor who is accused of taking bribes from. The defense is, no, I'm not taking bribes. I'm taking trips on the private jet with my new friend, the doctor from New Jersey. So he has gotten campaign contributions. He's gotten all kinds of other favors, but it's a gray line. It's not a firm line here, because when someone pays, when corporations pay money, and when anyone pays money to politicians, they are doing it to get access, and that is considered legitimate. It's when it goes too far, and so it's going to be a very interesting factual case to decide how far is that line. How much can these people give without it turning into a bribe? And Menendez certainly is taking it up to that line and appears to be teetering over it from where I stand.
As is the case of this nurse in Salt Lake City who was arrested. Man, you talk about, and this is the problem. So many people want to stick up for the police. That's swell, because they're mostly are good police.
One.
But every once in a while, this guy belonged on the mentally disabled list a long time ago, should never have continued as a police officer. That'd be the conclusion I'd make looking at this interchange.
I'm with you. At the moment, and it's proper, it's under investigation. He has been fired from his job in private security and as an EMT. But here was a guy, the nurse was just standing up for the law. There was no warrant. He threatens her. He arrests her. They drop the arrest. No charges. But this guy is everything wrong with the police, and good police don't stand for that.
No, they don't, under the circumstances. All right. The Equifax thing, 5 seconds on that.
Check out scamaside.com. 143 million people are in jeopardy.
Yep, Equifax credit. Hey. Hi, Michael. Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Thank you. He's the Talkers Magazine legal editor. That's what I said. Michael Mike is in Maple. Yes.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.